Are you ready, Alabama? It's time to enter the doghouse.
You need to be more like a dog.
Run! Silence! Quiet!
All my boys, stand up!
We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Yeah.
Call 866-485-9867 to get your bark on.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you a dog?
Yes!
I am also a dog.
All right!
Yeah!
We're dogs!
Yeah, we're dogs.
We're dogs that live near each other!
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios, it's the Tom Abraham Show.
Okay, folks, the guy in front of you is Tommy. He'll be taking you through my little spiel here.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog. Here's Tom Abraham.
We strong! We strong!
You all may be taking the week off, all right, this week, but I'm not.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Throwback Thursday in Doghouse. I am your host, Tom Abraham. So glad that you've decided to spend the next portion of your afternoon with us. Hopefully you'll be with us right up until six bells. Hey, we're going to be here. You know what I mean? I mean, at least you could do is hang out. I mean, it's just, you know, you got a million ways to follow us now. I mean, you can listen to it right here. You can put it in your phone with the app. I mean, if you don't have the UMP app, I don't know what you're doing. You can stream it at your desk. You can, I mean, there's a million ways to do it and listen to this radio show. You can listen to it on the AM at 7:30. You can listen to it on the FM at 103.9. You can even listen to it podcast, you know, if you're not listening live right now. You could be listening to the podcast right now. And if you are, well, whatever. You know, whenever you're listening, we appreciate you jumping in as well. Today, of course, on the Throwback Thursday, we use throwback music. Today, being that it's 420, we've decided to feature the reggae music of that well-known lover of the cannabis, Bob Marley. That's right. Bob Marley died in 1981 at the age of 36, having fathered 11 children from seven different women. You may remember one of his sons, Rohan Marley, as an undersized starting inside linebacker at the University of Miami back in the early 90s. So enjoy the reggae today. I'm actually, you know, it's like a dirty little pleasure for me. I like a little reggae every once in a while. Make me feel like I'm, you know, down vacationing in the islands or something, or back down in Florida hanging out in the Keys. So if you want, you're going to enjoy that today. Am I going to have to explain it all day long because it's April 20th, because it's 420? It's also my youngest son, my baby boy's birthday. I should celebrate that for my wife. My wife had her last child 17 years ago today. Yeah, we got a little run coming up right now. My baby boy, 17 today. Saturday, my oldest son turns 29. So my oldest son turns 29 on Saturday. My youngest son turns 17 today. And the natural turns 20 on May 6th. 2 weeks. Got a little run. Made all my boys right about this time of the year. My other son, his birthday's in October. I don't know what happened there. Something weird was going on there with him. I'm not sure. Am I supposed to be impressed with that triple-double that Russell Westbrook had last night as the Thunder blew a big lead to the Rockets in Game 2 of that series? I mean, is this? Am I supposed to be all like all of Twitter about this? Kevin Harlan was screaming at me about Westwood's 51 with 10 boards and 13 assists. Recording the first ever 50-point triple-double in the postseason. Reggie Miller was hyperventilating. But look, Westbrook was brutal in the fourth quarter, making just 4 of 18 shots. For the game, dude was 17 of 43, including 2 for 11 from downtown. Now, they were quick to toss up that stat. that this is the highest scoring triple-double in NBA history, surpassing Sir Charles Barkley and Oscar Robertson's 43-point efforts. What they failed to mention, and not only, by the way, on the TV, but on the, I've scanned several stories about it today. I mean, I've looked at the, you know, ESPN.com to CBSSports.com to Fox.com. I've looked at everybody's stories about, Russell Westbrook, what is historic night. What they failed to mention was that Chuck was 16 of 22 and 11 for 11 from the free throw line in his 43-point game, which was a win for the Phoenix Suns. And at the Big O was 17 of 25 from the field with no three-point line. And that was a win for the Royals as well, the Cincinnati Royals at the time. Who knows how many 2017 points Robertson would have had in that game? Who knows how many of the shots that he made as a guard from the outside would have been three-pointers today? This is an artificially inflated 51 points. You can't compare this to Oscar Robertson. Who knows how many points Oscar Robertson had in that game in today's day? They just made the points worth more, the shots worth more now.
Get off my lawn.
I'm just saying. I mean, tell the whole story. Why do you got to wait all the way until the Tom Abraham show at 2 o'clock in the afternoon the following day for someone to give you the actual data? And if Barkley, who did all his damage in the paint, had jacked up 43 shots, he'd have scored 50 to 63 points without a three.
Get off my lawn.
Can we get a little honesty in this reporting? Let me say it again. Chuck was 16 of 22. Russ last night was 17 of 43. In other words, he had an entire Charles Barkley game where he didn't make a shot. Barkley took almost precisely half the shots that Westbrook took. I did the math. 73% Chuck shot. That would be 63 points without a three-point shot. Nashville Predators have a pretty good chance of winning this series with Chicago, since only four teams in a 100-year history of the NHL have ever overcome a 3-0 series deficit. Now, that doesn't mean that Chicago's just going to roll over, okay? When the Blackhawks trailed in a playoff series 3-0 6 years ago against Vancouver, they took that one to 7 before losing. Preds don't want to have a Game 7 in Chicago. Butts will be so tight, you won't be able to drive a jackhammer up there, pin up their ass with a jackhammer. You don't want to have to go to a Game 7. Blackhawks are 13-5 in elimination games under Joel Quenneville. And that's what this is tonight. The key for the Preds will be to stay out of the box. Just stay out of the penalty box. Because in the first three games of the series, the Predators have outscored the Blackhawks 8-1 at even strength, at 5-on-5 even strength. Last night, the Ottawa Senators pushed the... I can't talk today. I'll explain it in a minute. Which sucks, because I got 4 hours of this to do. The Ottawa Senators pushed the Bruins to the brink of elimination, and they will go back to Ottawa with a 3-1 lead. And the Wild held off the Blues, who were trying to sweep them. Blues will take care of business there soon. The Ducks did sweep the Flames. And Washington even the series with Toronto at 2. That one's going the distance, I think. Tonight, Pittsburgh can finish off Columbus. They're up 3-1 in that deal back home. Canadians and Rangers, San Jose and Edmonton, those series are tied at 2, so tonight's the crucial Game 5. Somebody gets their back put against the wall tonight. Wait, I gotta clean off my my mic condom. Hang on a second. It's a little foam thing that goes over the head of the mic. I'm like spitting all over the thing. I'll explain. Okay. Just trying to clean that up a little bit. Where did I leave off? According to Vic Carucci, I hate stories like this. According to Vic Carucci at a Buffalo News, Cyrus Quanjo, former Alabama guard, was involved in a bizarre incident in which police found him partially clothed. And, asking police to shoot him. They didn't. According to the report, an Erie County Sheriff's deputy found Quanjo lying in a field after climbing over an electric fence. It was near the scene of an accident. A police source told the news that Quanjo yelled, "Shoot me!" as the police approached. You don't want to hear that, man. Don't be yelling, "Shoot me." Quanjo was not arrested, but he was taken to a nearby hospital for observation.
I'm telling you, there's an embarrassing press conference in that kid's future.
Yeah, probably. Hate that story. I can ignore it. I can't ignore it. We told a story, of everything that was going on with, the running back from Auburn there at Trey Mason. I mean, we can't. What is it with these players losing their minds? What's up with this? Off the top today, Larry Woody is in the house to talk Bristol Week on the NASCAR circuit. We don't call everything. I mean, Daytona Week, we do. Bristol Week, I don't know. Why is it always Bristol Week? I think it's Bristol Week. Top of the three, Alan Carpenter at TomahawkTake.com makes his weekly visit after the Braves dropped another to the Nats in Hotlanta last night. Did that dude Buckner screw up another call? I thought that they were joking. I mean, I had so many things. I was watching the Yankees. I was watching Aaron Judge hit a 5,000-foot home run. I was watching the Bruins game. I was watching OKC. And I saw it on the Twitter machine where Ryan Brown was tweeting about, from down in the jocks, was tweeting about a B.C. Buckner blowing another call, calling a guy out, Bryce Harper, while the ball was, on the ground. And I was like, oh, he's just joking, right? I mean, that's funny. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, I retweeted. I'm like, oh, that's not real. That's just one of them little kind of funny things, you know? It's just a ha, 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 ha thing, you know? Apparently it wasn't. I thought, oh, this has got to be funny.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh.
Oh man, no, Tommy, I didn't mean it that way, Tommy.
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. Tell me what's funny.
He's followed by Bo Morgan. What is it? The All Atlanta Hour. The 3 o'clock hour is the Atlanta hour of the Tom Abraham Show. Maybe that should be the 4 o'clock hour because it's 3 o'clock, but it'll be 4 o'clock Eastern time and we're doing all Atlanta. Bo Morgan, the Atlanta Falcons radio network, will join us on what the Birds need to do in the draft. Have NFL football games go to 55 minutes so they could win the Super Bowl. And the four, Matt Scalise of AL.com is in with thoughts on 8A Saturday and whatever else we get to. And then he's back. Crazy Charlie Saunier from the Predneck Nation radio show sets up the Preds and Blackhawks in game 4. If you got an idea what you want to contribute to the show, we invite you to get in toll free 866-485-WUMP. That's 866-485-9867. We also have the entire digital doghouse for you as well. That consists of our Twitter feed at Tom Abraham Show. Throw us a follow there. Facebook fan page. Throw us a like. at Facebook.com/Tom Abraham Show. Then there's the text window, 732-9TA-SHOW. That's 732-982-7467. Doghouse inbox is open as well. That's Tom at TomAbraham.com. You can follow the ump on Twitter at ump sports. Follow him on Facebook, Facebook.com/umpsports, umpsports.com on the World Wide Web. Man behind the curtain playing the stacks of wax, platters that matter, answering the phones, pushing the buttons, making sure we stay on air. In our palatial ump studios, deep in the bunker beneath the Cumulus Athens Empire. He's part Italian. He's part Mexican. He's part mutt. His family calls him Antonio McBeth to us. Tony Mac.
Don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't so hard to understand.
Kiss my brown ass.
Do you know who I am?
Who in the blue hell are you?
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
He has an intern.
You don't ever say that to me, bullcrap.
All those of you that know Italians and like Italians, this is your day.
But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
You can't speak Italian just because you have a mustache.
How come there ain't no Puerto Ricans on Star Trek?
Look, I don't speak Spanish.
Hold it right there, Mr. Fancy Pants Foreigner.
Do you do what everybody else in the media does, just create some and throw it on the wall and see what sticks?
I don't know how to say this, so I'm going to choose my words very carefully. I think you're a psycho.
Tom? Hey, Tom?
Oh, hey, Tom. Oh, hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. Oh, hey, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Tom, can you get me off the hook? For old time's sake.
You ask a question every week that I don't know anything about.
We love you. We love you forever and ever.
Shut up to my little friend.
Well, welcome to America, amigo.
Hey, Tony Mac, how you doing today?
Big dog, what's going on? I'm doing pretty good today. How are you?
I wait a minute. I gotta clean off my mic condom again. Where was I when you called me about booking the show today? You booked a guy for the show today. And where was I? What did I told you, I texted you and I said, where am I?
It's going to make a lot of sense when I tell. Mm-hmm. You were at the dentist today.
I was at the dentist today. Yeah. I was at the dentist today and I got to tell you, I haven't had dental insurance in years and I've had it for the last 3 years. And I finally got around to going and getting a cleaning. You know, the kids all go. I got, 15 kids. They all go. And my wife goes. And everybody goes. And I got, my teeth are hard like a rock. I've had two cavities my whole life. And I brush my teeth two or three times a day. And I'm a fanatic about toothpicking them and everything else. But I got a broken tooth over here on the left side back. It's been broken for, 2 years. Anyway, I decide I got to get this tooth out of here. Now, I'm not getting this tooth out of here yet. Cause I call up the doctor over there, my dentist, Dr. Vinny Boombatz. I call up the dentist and I'm like, they're like, come on in. When's the last time you had a cleaning? I'm like, let's see. It was after Reagan and Bush, Clinton, Bush, probably Bush too. I'm going to say maybe Bush too. And they're like, well, you need to get like a cleaning. Okay. And those are fully covered by your insurance company. Now you go to the dentist and I'm not throwing shade on a dentist, but you go to the dentist, they're going to figure out a way to charge you $1,000. You know what I mean?
Of course.
It seems like they're going to find cavities that you never even knew you had or whatever. But I knew that regardless of how, anal I am about picking my teeth and brushing my teeth and everything else, but I have very hard teeth and I get very hard, like calcium. And I'm not trying to be gross. I'm just saying, I hadn't had a professional teeth cleaning in a while. I'm one of those guys that think, well, I brush my teeth all the time, so they must be fine. But there's stuff, way in the back and everything else. And. So anyway, I get in there and they take a look and they got this new x-ray thing. You know what they don't have anymore? They don't have I missed the little metal cup. You remember the little metal cup with they put a plastic cup or a paper cup inside the metal cup and you'd have a little spittoon right next to you with the swirly, little bowl with the swirly going on in it, and you would take a little drink out of that, and it'll be, okay, rinse, and you take a little drink, and you spit into the little spittoon? Does your dentist have that?
The last time I went to the dentist, they did, but I'm kind of like you. It's embarrassingly enough, been a while.
Well, my dentist has got, all the best stuff, all the newest stuff, and they didn't have a little I'm like, where's the little spittoon? No, they're like, oh, you need water here, and he just stuck this thing in my mouth. and they squirt water in there. And then they give me a vacuum. I'm supposed to vacuum myself. I'm like, what? I'm part of this? Am I getting a part of the fee? You know, they're going to clean my teeth. And the woman's going to clean them. So anyway, they look at my teeth and they're like, this is going to be a two-part deal. I went, what do you mean a two-part deal? They're like, yeah, what we have to do is we're going to use one of these water picky things, high-powered, what would you call it? It's like it's a pressure washer, what it is basically. It's a high-pressure washer. We have to blast. It's like a sandblaster, water pressure blaster. We're going to blow the heavy stuff off with this. And then you got to come back, and then we're going to do a deep cleaning. And then we're going to rip that tooth out of your head. But that has to be done surgically. You got to cut and stuff like that. I'm like, whatever. Like, can you do it now? Just do it now. Is there any pliers around here? You know, just do it now. Like, no. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to do the other thing. I'm like, okay, fine. So they start this process of doing my teeth with this water jet. And this thing is a lot of pressure. And in the meantime, I got to hold the little vacuum in one hand in like a little rag or napkin in the other hand to dab the corners of my mouth where the water might be coming out. I'm like, I'm involved. I was assisting. I had to assist, Tony Mac. I had to assist in my own teeth cleaning. I had to assist.
Does that mean you get to keep the tip, I guess?
Well, I'm thinking that I should have. I mean, you know, they're going to charge me whatever, a couple hundred dollars. I'm like, I'm vacuuming. vacuuming all this stuff out here. But anyway, when they were done, like, man, teeth really feel good. I mean, I can feel like the sponge on my teeth that I didn't even. They're like, I thought they broke one of my teeth. I said to her, I said, hey. It was like a back molar on the side that I chew food. I know I brush back there all the time. And I'm like, oh, hey, you just broke a chunk off my tooth. And she goes, no, that's a calcium deposit. Really? She goes, yeah, that's something that's what we're taking off. Damn. It's like spackle. You know what I mean? So anyway, the good news is my teeth feel amazing. But I didn't realize until I started talking how kind of like messed up my mouth is right now. And I'm kind of spitting. And I'm, you know that foam thing that you put over the end of your mouth? I call it the mic condom.
Right.
Little thing. I'm like spitting all over the thing. Do you have your own, by the way? Or do you guys all use the same one? What do you do? Do you even have them there? Do you have windshields on your wind socks on your RE20s? On your mics?
No. No, we do not.
Oh my gosh, that's so unsanitary.
Unprotected mic.
Over here. Next thing you know, you're going to have a bunch of little mics.
I'm telling you.
It's unsafe talking is what that is. That's unsafe talking. You can't. You should never talk into a mic that doesn't have a foam thing on it. And you should have your own, too. I mean, we used to have our, you know, like when I worked in a studio that were multiple people, we like had our own. You just pop it on, pop it off, pop it on, pop it off so you don't get sick.
I mean, well,
I get right up against mine. It's a pop filter. I'm pulling a curtain back. I'm being technical here. It's a pop filter, and it keeps the spittle from getting on the mic. The end of that RE20's got to be getting all kind of grody, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sure. I try not to look directly at it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like high schools do, you know, for people on the radio, they should promote safe talking and just hand those bad boys out for free, you know?
They only cost a dollar and a half. Would you put a notice it? Put a thing? I'm not coming there. I got to still do a show there to pay off my bet to Arky and Cole. I'm not coming there without a mic condom. I can tell you that right now. I'm not going to put a raincoat on that mic before I'm talking in that thing. Put a request in. Put an engineering request in to Chuck saying we need mic condoms on our mics here. Okay? Tell him the big dog says we need mic condoms. Pop filters. Oof. All right. Before I get any more disgusting, I've been pretty disgusting so far. So before I get any more disgusting, let's find out something that we didn't know about today. From Tony Mac. We call this Tony Mac's Minutia.
All right, well, starting in 1939, we're throwing it way back, and I'm sure you're going to love this one, but Ted Williams got his first major league hit, and it came off of Yankees' Red Ruffing, and it was a double, so that's pretty interesting. 1943, I know you love hearing about this guy, Casey Stengel, when he was the Braves manager in Boston, he was struck by a car and broke his leg.
Was that today?
Yeah, that's today.
Wow, he was in the hospital for a month after that happened. He was messed up for the rest of his life with that injury.
And then in 1986, MJ set a playoff record with 63 points in a playoff game. And in 1988...
Hey, do you remember Mark Price's quote? Oh, well, do you remember? You weren't even alive, were you? Mark Price, after that game, they asked him about MJ scoring 63 points. He says, let me tell you something. He goes, I can hold him to under 65 any day of the week. That's what he said afterwards. The guy that was guarding him, he said, I hold him to under 65 every night.
Good job by him. In 1988, the Orioles I'm all kinds of messed up over this. I can't believe this. The Orioles set the worst start ever in MLB. They started 0-14 and went on to go 0-21 before they got their first win, which is crazy. And in 1961, Don Mattingly was born. He is now 56 years old.
Happy birthday to Donnie Baseball. He was my second favorite Yankee. You know, you got like these in each era. You got like a favorite Yankee, you know what I mean? I used to love Greg Nettles before him, and Don Mattingly was my guy, and then it became a Jeet guy, and now I might be an Aaron Judge guy. Have you seen the home run that Aaron Judge hit? I don't think it's come down yet. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I did. I'm still looking for it, too.
It was like a beer league softball shot. You know what I mean? It was like one of those deals where you uppercut it like a beer league softball player. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it was epic. That's a good break. Coming up, Larry Woody will join us next. Right, we'll talk some NASCAR with him as the Left Turn boys are at Bristol this weekend. And I don't know if there's much scalping going on for hotel rooms there, if you know what I'm saying. But we'll be back with Larry Woody next. It's the Tom Abraham Show on 730-1039 AM.
730 and 1039, The Ump. More sports. From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by SunSouth John Deere, the preferred tractor equipment for Alabama athletics. Hello, everybody. I'm Chris Stewart. The Alabama softball team posted its 23rd shutout of the season Wednesday at Rhodes Stadium, defeating Southern Miss 2-0. The 23 shutouts are the most for the Crimson Tide since 2009, and it's just three shy of the single-season record. For the third straight week, Alabama posted a midweek shutout behind stellar defense and a great outing in the circle by Maddie Moore. She went 6 1/3 innings with just three hits allowed, while Sydney Littlejohn entered to secure the final two outs, earning her first save of the season. Alabama improves now to 37-9 on the year. Next up, Alabama will host 9th-ranked Washington for two games, Friday at 6 o'clock and Saturday at 4:30. I'll have more in a moment.
When you believe in your equipment, you stand behind it. That's why you get a 6-year powertrain warranty on any John Deere compact utility tractor. That's every compact tractor. All easy to operate, easy to afford, and protected by our incredible 6-year powertrain warranty that covers both residential and commercial use. Why? Simple. Nothing runs like a Deere. 6-year, 2,000 hours, whichever comes first. See the limited warranty for John Deere turf and utility equipment at dealer for details.
For more information, visit SunSouth John Deere, the preferred tractor of Alabama athletics at any of the 21 locations today.
Alabama baseball travels to Starkville for a 3-game SEC series with Mississippi State at Duty Noble Field. The series gets underway tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll have radio coverage on the network starting at 5:55. And don't forget about Saturday's Golden Flake 8A game, Alabama's final spring practice. The spring game will take place beginning at 2 o'clock at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Admission is free. More details are available at RollTide.com. That's your Bama update. Crimson Tide Today, brought to you by SunSouth John Deere, is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
All right, Braves fans, it's time to chop on, because your next chance to hear Atlanta Braves baseball will be on Saturday right here on The Ump. The Braves take their show back on the road, this time into Philadelphia to start a 3-game series with the Phillies. Things didn't start out so hot on the road for the Braves this year, only going 2-6, but since then turned things around, winning 5 in a row, including 4 at home. So there's still plenty to cheer about for your Atlanta Braves, and that all starts right here on The Ump at 6:20 p.m.
Welcome to Bose! Moe's Southwest Grill is a fun and engaging fast casual restaurant serving a wide variety of fresh, made-to-order Southwest fare in an awesome environment. Everyone is welcome at Moe's. Visit the new Moe's Southwest Grill at Bridge Street today for tasty burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, burrito bowls, and so much more. And no one makes queso like Moe's makes queso. Download the Moe's app today for your free cup of queso. Moe's Southwest Grill, where everyone is welcome and no one leaves hungry.
Welcome to Moe's!
We like saving you money. So this Friday morning, get your $50 gift certificate for $25. It's the sweet deal of the week. The half-price sweet deal never tasted so good. Friday morning at 9. Log on and click on the sweet deal. A $50 gift certificate to Moe's Southwest Grill for only $25. UmpSports.com. Some of the best people in the boat business have been around for a while, like Bucks Island, in business since 1948, Crest Pontoons since 1957, and Mercury, going on 75 years. They know a few things about boats.
Call Bucks at 1-800-I'M-READY.
Bucks Island has over 200 boats in stock.
Right now, get a $1,000 rebate off all Crest 2016 model year pontoons.
Crest Pontoons powered by Mercury come with a 5-year warranty. Call 1-800-I'M-READY in Southside, Alabama.
The only way to go is in a Bankston Motor Home.
Summer is coming, and Bankston Motor Homes has the largest selection of family-sized RVs in the Tennessee Valley.
The only way to go.
Make this a summer to remember with a new fifth wheel like the Dutchman Denali 280 LBS for only $348 a month with 10% down. This spacious double slide model sleeps 9 with a loft bunk plus 2 more bunks and a front bedroom. You'll feel right at home with a full-size kitchen, oversized dinette, and entertainment center. Plus, the outdoor kitchen makes open-air cooking a breeze.
The only way to go.
Bankston has the largest selection in the Southeast. Learn more about the Dutchman Denali 280 LBS for only $348 per month and low 5.99% APR with approved credit online.
The only way to go is in a Bankston Motorhome.
5 locations are at BankstonMotorhomes.com.
Premature birth is the number one killer of babies. Those who survive often face birth defects and complications that affect them for life. For hundreds of thousands of families in the United States, this is the hardest thing they will ever have to face. And it's even harder on the baby. March of Dimes is providing education and support to families and funding life-saving research to give every baby a fighting chance. You can help. Do something today. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Indeed.com delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Partly sunny and very warm. The chance of isolated showers or storms through the evening hours. The high today, 85. Tonight's low, 64. Tomorrow, increasingly cloudy with scattered showers and storms. The high, 80. For Saturday, a chance of strong storms by mid to late afternoon. The high at 79. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
No time to get on the phone? Tweet the big dog at Tom Abraham Show. Here's Tom Abraham.
I'll play your favorite song, darling. We can rock it all night long, darling.
When you feature Bob Marley.
Cause I've got to love.
He's like, okay, man. Oh, is it time for me to play? Featured artist, it's Throwback Thursday. Our featured artist is Bob Marley because it's 420, April 20. If Larry Woody gets the reference. I mean, I barely got the reference when you suggested it, and I went along with it, so I don't know if my buddy Larry Woody gets it. Larry Woody's joining us now. I think he thinks this is the Bassmaster Radio, Coast to Coast on Saturdays. It's not. It's the Tom Abraham Show, but he's on the lake fishing, okay? He's joining us. Let's be honest. He's joining us from the lake fishing. Larry, what are you doing? This isn't Bassmaster Radio. This is the Tom Abraham Show.
Tom, I've done a lot of sports talk shows over the years, and I don't think I've ever heard a Bob Marley lead-in. Yeah. And incidentally, yeah, if you hear any splashing in the background, that's my buddy going overboard. It's not a fish. He couldn't actually catch a fish.
Yeah. The only action you got is if somebody falls out of the boat? Is that what you're telling me?
No, we've had a good morning, Tom. We're on a fishing off the Cumberland River, and we're catching white bass. I got a good rock fish earlier, so we're having a good time. And my fishing buddy, Tom, is Bob Sherborne. He's the founder and editor of Hook'em.com, a great fishing site. So if any of your listeners down in Alabama want to know where the fish are biting in Tennessee or Alabama, click on Hook'em.com. Got some good pictures and prime feeding times and all that. And the best thing, Tom, it's free.
Now, let me ask you, do you think you can help? Saturday, Scott Morris and I are fishing a tournament on Old Hickory Lake. Do you think he's got any advice on us there for that guy? Because we got a cold front coming in like you wouldn't believe, 90% chance of rain. It's going to be like 72 degrees, but the temperature dropping throughout the day, 20-mile-an-hour winds. Wonderful day to go fishing, but it's a tournament. You think maybe if I go to hook'em.com, I can find some information on Old Hickory Lake?
He's got a whole section on hook'em.com devoted to Old Hickory, so give it a look. I understand, Tom, it comes with no guarantees. You know, it's not
I want a guarantee. I want a guarantee. I want a guarantee 20-pound sack.
Yeah. And you know, Tom, you fish Old Hickory. I've heard that they're really catching bass on Old Hickory and have been for 3 or 4 weeks. It's hot. It's a hot lake right now.
Well, they better be, because I can't bring any stripers or rockfish or whatever you guys call them in. I can't bring those hybrids in or white bass.
We call them rockfish, but technically, I guess they're stripers. But I got about a 12, 13 pounder this morning and about wore my arm out bringing them in.
Yeah, that's what they call them on my lake, Tim's Ford Lake. And I got to be honest with you. And of course, I'm from the Northeast, but I've been in the South for over 20 years. And, rockfish was like a trash fish up there. When somebody would say a rockfish, it'd be a trash fish. And we always called those stripers. I mean, that's a landlocked striper, man. I mean, that's a great fish. And I was like, what are they talking about? But here on where I live on Tim's Ford Lake in the southern part of the state, they get 20, 25-pound stripers down there, rockfish down here.
Yeah, that's I've got a friend who guides for stripers on Tim's Ford. And, Tim's Ford, Percy Priest, and Old Hickory, but Tim, he says for a striper lake, he would pick Tim's Ford any day. There's some monsters in there. But, again, mine's not quite that big. It's about maybe 12, 13 pounds, but it's a good fish anyway.
I'm going to have to get your guy's name, because I run into him by mistake. I'm fishing for black bass, and I run into a striper every now and again. I'd like to learn how to go out and actually target those stripers. So. It's Bristol week. I mean,
his name is Billy Flatt, F-L-A-T-T, and he's got a great website. And again, you living on Tim's Ford, give him a buzz sometime, and he'd probably take you out just to go out and fish with you. But it's Billy Flatt, F-L-A-T-T, and you can Google him up, or your listeners can Google him up. But he's got a heck of a striper outfit, a rig, and he specializes in catching those big ones, 25, 30 pounds. He's disappointed if he didn't have a 25-pounder at the end of the day, so... So how's that for getting in free plugs for everybody?
Everybody. You got everybody in? Now we got 2 minutes left to talk NASCAR. It's Bristol
like
week.
A NASCAR driver, don't I?
Right, exactly. You like a NASCAR driver. Bristol week. We don't call everything. I mean, it's Talladega in a couple of weeks in Alabama, but it's Daytona week. But Bristol week, it kind of gets its own thing. Bristol week, it's always been that important a race, and it was pretty racy last spring. I don't think people are gouging ticket hotel room prices and things like that over there right now. They're probably begging people to come and snag a hotel. But, this is one of the great tracks on the circuit. And after a week off, I mean, we could get some good action at Bristol.
Yeah, Bristol's always been one of my favorite tracks, Tom, not just because it's our home state track, but I think probably the most action-packed track in NASCAR, as you know. And one of the big storylines this week is just what you're talking about. What will attendance be? And in the old days, people used to leave Bristol tickets in their wills, and they would fight over them in divorce settlements. Two weeks ago, Tom, the Bristol PR guy came in and held a press conference in Nashville, here in Nashville, with Darrell Walter and Sterling Marlin and the local media to try to drum up some interest and support and goose ticket sales a little. So it's like in the old days, promoters can't just sit back and wait for the fans to walk up and grab the tickets. They got to go out and do a little hustling and promoting and selling tickets. But it's going to be interesting to see what kind of crowd they do have Sunday.
Well, it is interesting too, because it's funny. I still get taken aback when I see the commercials on TV for Bristol or Daytona or Talladega. Talladega is always advertising on our show, and we're giving away tickets tomorrow for Talladega. And it was never that way before. You never saw a company because they never had to advertise. But now when you see a commercial for Bristol or Talladega, it kind of takes you back a little.
Well, same way Grant Lynch, the Talladega president, came to Nashville about 3 weeks ago, Tom. You know, Grant, wonderful guy, one of the truly greats. I know you know him well, and he's been on your show. And he and Russell Brannon, the PR guy at Talladega, they came in. And again, they had Waltrip and Sterling Marlin as guests at a restaurant here in Nashville, and a lot of the local media came out. But again, Talladega was out kind of beating the bushes to drum up some pre-race publicity, kind of like they used to in the old days. And
they brought
Darrell and Sterling. They were great. They related some of their favorite Talladega memories. So it was a good show, and all the local media, TV, radio, what print media's left is stories on it. But again, Talladega's like Bristol in the old days. They just sat back and waited for the fans to fight over the tickets and counted money. And it's not quite that simple anymore. The promoters are starting to have to promote again.
They brought Kyle Larson to Huntsville, the points leader, and we had him on the show. What a great kid. I mean, you know, if people would just pay attention, I mean, there are some great young guys. Some of them, not so much. That's why I think part of the thing with Logano and Bush and, you know, you got to have a good guy and a bad guy. If you got two guys that nobody likes either one of them, then nobody cares, you know, if there's a, you got to have a good guy and a bad guy. This kid, Kyle Larson,
villain.
You got to have a hero. I mean, this kid, but Larson, Chase Elliott, you know, there's some really good young guys in this deal that are good guys. I like Logano. I've never been a Bush fan, but Larson is the real deal, man, and he's a great little driver.
He is, and interestingly, Tom, Larson and are 1-2 in the point. I think you talk about a youth movement, and both of them, as you said, Tom, are just super, I say kids or young men, but they're super young men and super talent. So when we see those kids on the track, we're seeing the future of the sport, I think.
Yeah, no question. And, of course, the Bush brothers have been so good at Bristol in the past, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Kevin Harvick going for a win there, and they need to kind of get going a little bit, you know, and get that thing started up again. I mean, he's doing, you know, okay in the points, but he just, you know, he's always been very, very good at Bristol. He's a guy, it's a driver's track, and he seems to shine there.
Yeah, Bush brothers, you know, they're tough little drivers. At one time, they kind of owned that track. It's like Darrell Waltrip and Rusty Wallace in the old days. But it's a tough, old-fashioned kind of racetrack, and it's made for tough, old-fashioned kind of race drivers. And the Bush brothers are that, and they keep it when they're in the vicinity. There's usually something interesting going on. So, and I don't think it's bad. You know, sometimes they may go a little overboard, some of the guys. But as long as they keep it in, you know, it reasonably under control and keep it on the racetrack, I don't have any problem with it. You know, emotions and passion, that's supposed to be part of a stock car driving. That's why they don't. It's not tennis. It's stock car driving. So I don't have any problem with that. And up to a point, I think it's good for the sport. Show a little passion. You know, Dale Earnhardt, you know, he didn't mince around on the racetrack. He would. The thing about Earnhardt is, you know, Tom, he could dish it out, but he could also take it. Some of the younger drivers today, they seem willing to dish it out, but then when it comes their turn to take it, they get a little defensive. So that's the difference in the young guys and Earnhardt. He would give a lick, but they'd also take a lick, and he wouldn't complain when it came his turn to take one.
Well, Earnhardt and Waltrip, I mean, you know, people don't understand. Someday somebody will look back and they'll say, okay, that did more for NASCAR. That was the beginning of the explosion, and a lot of it was Earnhardt and Waltrip, you know, and how they went.
And don't forget the Allison boys and Cale Yarborough too.
Oh, yeah.
They had their share of skin, knees, and elbows back then.
Yeah, but yeah. All right. Before I let you go, I just want to touch on this each time when we talk. The Hall of Fame nominees are out, and you know me, I've been one that said, "Hey, pump the brakes on this. You're putting too many in too fast. You're going to run out of people. It's like you want to rush everybody in at once." I think that they should do no more than one owner a year, and I think it should be a separate category, you know, for the car owners. But having said that, there are three car owners that are nominated. I think all three eventually will get in, but right now you got Roger Penske, Joe Gibbs, and Jack Roush that are all nominated for the Hall of Fame. If you had to pick one, who would be the one that would get your vote out of Joe Gibbs, Roger Penske, and Jack Roush?
I would go with Penske, Tom, just because of longevity. He's the oldest one. He's been around longer. you could argue about who's been, had the most impact on NASCAR, but in motorsports in general, there's no question, I think, that Penske has had the most impact. So I would go with Penske, and Roush and Gibbs are going to get their turn. They're going to be in the Hall of Fame, no question. But if I had to pick one of the three, I'd go with Roger Penske right now.
Next time we'll talk about Alan Kulwicki and Davey Allison, two guys who died way too young, and whether or not, though, that is is enough to get you into the Hall of Fame, so to speak. But we'll get into that next time. All right, listen, don't catch them all up, all right? Open up the gates and send some of them up to Old Hickory for me, will you? So I can, I got to...
If you need some hot tips on Old Hickory, it's hookemnow.com.
I'm already there. I'm already on hookemnow.com. Tell your buddy, he better have something for me there at hookemnow.com. So.
Okay.
All right, man. Appreciate
it. Enjoyed it. Thanks. Okay. Call me anytime.
All right. Thank you. Like Pink Lizard. Use the Pink Lizard with no weight. What is it? Hookemnow.com? What did he say, T-Mac? I didn't even hear him. Hookemnow.com or just hookem.com?
Hookemnow.com, I believe, is what he said.
Hookemnow.com.
I never would have guessed that would have been a fishing site. I would have guessed that would be related to Texas. So, I mean, hey, I'm learning
it. Hookemhorns.com. It would be Texas. It would be hookemhorns.com. Okay, come on. Oh, Hookemnow's got, you got all kinds of states listed and everything. Oh, they got them all over. They got them for Alabama, Tennessee. They got them everywhere. All right. Good stuff. All right, I'm going to read this while we go to break. And when we come back, we'll get the phone lines open up. If we got a little bit of time, we can do it next. It's the Tom Abraham Show. 730-1039, yeah.
They are WUMP 730 and 1039. The UMP.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Pennington. One step, complete grass seed, repairs bare spots in 2 weeks or less. I think I'll stay local with it. The Anaheim Ducks ownership over Calgary is now practically an international incident unto itself, because 13 years of domination in the Honda Center was already one of the wackiest streaks in all of sports, but the Ducks just walked into the Saddle Dome and they cold cocked the Flames in their building as well. And now they look like they might be the class of the Western Conference. With defenseman Cam Fowler, I would have said they were my pick to go to the Stanley Cup Finals, but they played great without him, and apparently he's making progress and improving. And with both the Blackhawks and the Wild on life support now, Anaheim is looking better and better. Now they're the team you do not want to run into. Whoever said we didn't know and couldn't dominate hockey out here in California? I'm Jim Rome.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
You can't get any fresher than your own vegetable garden. Right now at the Home Depot, 4.5-inch Bonnie veggies and herbs are not only as fresh as you can get, but you can get four of them for only $12. That's not only thinking green, that's saving green. So pass the salad and stop and smell the rosemary. Get a fresh take on spring with 4.5-inch Bonnie veggies and herbs, four for just $12. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through April 30th. U.S. only. Excludes organics. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii.
Here's what you'll hear tonight on The UMP.
You'll hear Crimson Tide Baseball as they go on the road to Starkville to take on Mississippi State. Coverage starts at 5:55 p.m. right here on The UMP. Roll Tide.
Napa know-how.
Tooling around the yard on a riding mower isn't just yard time. That's listen to the game time, enjoy the great outdoors time, or maybe just think about absolutely nothing time. Unless you've got a dead battery, that's no fun time. So head to Napa, where lawn and garden batteries are as low as $21.99 with exchange. That's $21.99, just in time for mowing time. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 4/30/17.
Call 866-485-9867 to get your bark on. Here he is, the head of the household, the big dog, Tom Abraham.
Bob Marley gets the treatment on 420. Throwback Thursday. What did you say in that program, in that promo? Who's on tonight? What was that you were talking about tonight there, T-Mac? I heard you on it. What was that, McPromo? What were you talking about?
McPromo. It's the Braves baseball's on tonight.
No, I don't think so.
It's who's supposed to be on tonight.
Oh, is it? I thought it was tied tonight, no? Is that what you were
talking
about?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I meant. I'm sorry. Yeah, Bama baseball. I just got done making a Braves promo for their next game, so that's my fault. But, yeah, it's definitely tied baseball tonight at Mississippi State starting things off.
Yeah, because I heard you afterwards, which you dropped the big one in there.
Roll Tide!
Yeah, okay. That's a good job by you. Or was that you? No, that was you.
Yeah, that was me. I had to outsource for the big
you're
one.
Trying. You know? You're trying. You're trying. They're bad, man. I mean, I'm not saying don't listen to the game tonight. If you're a Tide fan, you're a Tide fan. They're bad. They're just so bad. They get swept last week by Mississippi State. Oh, no, who are they playing now? Texas A&M swept them last week. Who's beating them this week? Mississippi State?
Yeah, they're in Starkville this week.
Man. I mean, they got swept at home. They barely beat UAB. Then they got swept at home by A&M, and A&M's not good. A&M went into the series 5-7, I think. Came out of it 8-7, I think. Don't quote me on this. I think the Tide are 2-13 in the league. I mean, they're bad beyond bad. I love SEC baseball. They're so bad.
Yeah, it doesn't look great for them right now, but they do have the upside of having Coach Goff. You know what I mean? So. Maybe.
Yeah, that's good, but they're bad.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to go way bad first. I mean, it's good that they got Coach Goff is like. He's that guy, but the team.
What's that?
Yeah, I like that. You know what I mean?
That's a good description. I like that.
That's the difference between those two things.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It's just they got a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. All right. We have a poll question up. I am. A little bit surprised. I don't even know why I still have it up. I'm a little bit surprised at the level of one-sidedness, if you will, from this poll question. There was a piece done by Bob Lee, ESPN, and Bob Lee was very, very critical of the New England Patriots for going to the White House on the day that Aaron Hernandez died. He says that they should have canceled the trip. I put the link to the story up there. He said it. Bob Lee questions Patriots White House trip amid Aaron Hernandez death. Okay, roughly 12 hours after former New England Patriots tight end, the team once again went to the White House. So he was very critical about it. So I put up a poll question this morning. And it was, should the Patriots have postponed the White House visit yesterday in wake of Aaron Hernandez's suicide? 92% of you are saying no. I mean, if you put up a poll question and it's 92% one way, got to come up with a new poll question. Got to come up with something different.
Did that 92% surprise you at all?
Yes, that's what
really?
I just said. That's what I'm saying. It's surprising me how one-sided that is. I thought that it would be like 60-40, 65-35, something like that. I didn't think 92%
really?
To 8.
Well, I answered that one really, really quick. I went with no also. It's mainly because when he originally got arrested, they cut ties with him so fast
were
giving away jerseys if you brought in your Aaron Hernandez jersey. So
but was it a bad look? It was the point.
No.
I didn't vote in it. I don't vote any since. I would say no as well. I'm not saying a no isn't the right answer. I'm just saying I'm surprised at how
I see what you're saying.
Lopsided. Yeah, I mean 92% to 8%. In the meantime, there's more news and it's getting stranger and stranger on the Aaron Hernandez story, and I'll get to that as well. But coming up next, Alan Carpenter will join us. Talk some Bravos right here at 730-1039. Yep.
WUMP Sports Radio, The Op. It's now time for Time to Kill with Arky Shea.
Hey guys, you still remember Joe Davis Stadium, right? The eyesore hanging out over on the parkway? Well, it turns out there's a new plan for it, or is there? Because City Administrator John Hamilton said that officials have talked to minor league baseball teams, and they said that there is no shot that a minor league team would ever call that place home because it's outdated. So now we're talking about amphitheaters. Plural. Yeah, two amphitheaters where my Huntsville Stars used to play, where your Huntsville Stars used to play. Instead, it's going to become an amphitheater? I'm going to bring in Luke Bryan and ZZ Top instead of having baseball in North Alabama? Listen, Tommy Battle's done a great job as mayor, but we got one thing on the list and one thing only. Minor League Ball, bring it back.
Don't miss the Sports Flood with Arky Shea Saturday mornings 9 a.m. only on The Ump.
All right, Tide fans, listen up because your next chance to hear Alabama baseball is Thursday evening as the Tide go on the road to Mississippi State. Coverage starts at 5:55 p.m. all right here on The Ump. Roll Tide!
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Welcome to Bo!
Moe's Southwest Grill is a fun and engaging fast casual restaurant serving a wide variety of fresh, made-to-order Southwest fare in an awesome environment. Everyone is welcome at Moe's. Visit the new Moe's Southwest Grill at Brent Street today for tasty burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, burrito bowls, and so much more. And no one makes queso like Moe's makes queso. Download the Moe's app today for your free cup of queso. Moe's Southwest Grill, where everyone is welcome and no one leaves hungry.
Welcome to Moe's!
We like saving you money. So this Friday morning, get your $50 gift certificate for $25. It's the sweet deal of the week. The half-price sweet deal never tasted so good. Friday morning at 9, log on and click on the sweet deal. A $50 gift certificate to Moe's Southwest Grill for only $25. UmpSports.com.
This is power. This is freedom. This is tradition.
It's Dale Earnhardt with a lead.
This is being who you were meant to be, where you were meant to be. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. The biggest party in NASCAR returns May 5th through 7th for the Geico 500. Call 877-GO-TO-DEGA for tickets.
It's warming up around Huntsville. That means it's time to get out and ride in a Polaris off-road vehicle. And the best time to buy is during the Polaris Spring Sales Event. You'll find great financing, plus rebates up to $2,000. You'll even get a free 2-year extended warranty on any full-size Ranger or any Sportsman 450 or 570 ATV. See your Polaris dealer now.
Offer valid through April, may vary by model. No charge for promotional 2-year extended warranty. See dealer for details. Off-road vehicles can be hazardous to operate. Always wear a helmet and take a safety training course.
Come to the Humidor Pipe Shop this Friday, noon to 5:30, for the epic Alec Bradley Cigar Show. All Alec Bradley cigars will be 35% off a box. Singles will be discounted as well. But at 35% off a box of your favorite Alec Bradley cigars, it's hard not to stock up. Great swag, a grand prize, great prices, so stock up. The Alec Bradley Cigar Event, this Friday, noon to 5:30 at the Humidor Pipe Shop, Memorial Parkway, Southwest.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
WUMP Madison, W28 OBA Madison Huntsville, a Cumulus station. Sports Radio 730 and 103.9. The